360.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Sure, there had been teens screaming for Frank Sinatra 20 years earlier and for Elvis in the 1950s. But Beatlemania was more, a couple orders of magnitude bigger and crazier. And that kind of madness of crowds is not a thing of the past. A few years ago, when a documentary about Justin Bieber came out, we asked Paul Vandekar to compare Bieber's fans to the group that made all those girls my older sister's age swoon.
If you want to talk to some of the kids who went berserk over the Beatles, the first-generation Beatlemaniacs, you can find some at the B.B. King Blues Club in Times Square. That's where a Beatles tribute band called Strawberry Fields plays a brunch gig on Saturdays.
Well, she was just 17, you know.
These are the grandmothers and grandfathers who watched that Ed Sullivan Show broadcast and will never forget it.
They came out and introduced the Beatles. And from that minute, the screaming started and the bouncing up and down. And the Beatles were wearing the suits and the boots and that adorable hair. The screaming was so loud and everybody else was screaming. So I stood up on the chair and screamed for the rest of the show.
Girls screaming for them at the airport. Girls breaking through the police lines at their hotel. Girls chasing their car down the street.
Carrying the album around, pressed against my chest, and like every 3 minutes I would give Paul a kiss and tell him I loved him.
I mean, I loved their music, but I wasn't screaming, jumping up and down, anything like that until I saw the show.
Else, yeah.
And the girls were just absolutely out of their minds. And my very dear friend Vicky called me and said, "Which one do you love? Which one do you love?" And I'm like, "Oh, I really haven't thought about it." So it was that kind of thing,
yeah.
And it became infectious.
Yeah.
We had to declare our favorite Beatle immediately, and you had to have loyalty to that Beatle. My favorite Beatle was Ringo. He didn't really sing like the rest of them, so I always went for the guy that's always in the background.
After the Ed Sullivan Show appearance, Newsweek said musically they are a near disaster, guitars and drums slamming out a merciless beat. Their lyrics, punctuated by nutty shouts of yeah, 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 are a catastrophe, a preposterous farrago of Valentine card romantic sentiments. Parents hoped that the Beatles' star would fade like a dozen boy bands before them, but kids weren't paying attention to the squares.
The melodies and the words were so singable. You know, so we would literally get together on the playground and sing the songs, the harmonies, and the sort of the drum beat.
I was crazy about them. As I said, at this stage of my life, I can't imagine being that insane about something.
I can't believe it's happened to me.
Across the street from the brunch gig, there's a movie theater. Earlier this winter, a new documentary opened there called Justin Bieber's Believe. The kids lined up to go in are known as Beliebers.
I'm 13. I've loved Justin since 2009.
My whole life dedicated. It's all you. It's all I think about.
I brought paper bags to breathe in because sometimes it's hard. Or I brought a box of tissues.
You were crying.
And I was handing them to people because people were crying.
On a scale of 1 to 10... where would you place yourselves as Justin Bieber fans?
10,000.
I don't have a number in there.
It's like
broke my scale.
It's just infinite, like infinite times infinite amounts of infinity.
In Justin Bieber's Believe, there's footage of fans screaming for Justin, intercut with black and white footage of girls screaming for the Beatles.
I love how they're comparing that to him because he is just like them and he's so talented just like them. And I think the fans were just as dedicated to him as they were to them. And it's a good thing to be compared to.
In 1964, Paul and John were 22, 24. Justin Bieber is 19 and he hit it big 5 years ago.
Look how close we are. Oh my God.
It all stemmed off from my fans showing up at each radio station. My fans posting like video responses before I was signed. It all started from the fans, so it's got to end up with the fans.
I love it, that was so cute. Oh my God.
And I don't think any of his bad boy outbursts are going to bother these fans.
when your family just annoys you and you turn to Justin and his beautiful angelic voice, you know, just calms you down. This kid really does know what's getting to us.
Baby, baby, oh baby, baby, baby.
Well, be careful. Be careful.
The first few Beatle records were Yeah, 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 and love me do, I love you, you know, be true and all that. No different.
John Corba plays George Harrison in Strawberry Fields, the tribute band.
Every generation needs to have something they can call their own. We were calling rock and roll our own when our parents came up on big band. It's just the quality of the music that we were lucky enough to grow up to, you know, was really exceptional. Justin Bieber, who knows? I mean, I do know they're not going to be singing his songs in 20 or 30 years.
I mean, my mother screamed for Frank Sinatra, and she did. To me, it's hormonal, genetic, and just a function of mass culture.
A lot of people's actually been telling me lately, like, oh, when you get older, you're going to look back at this and be like, oh, you're so stupid for doing all of this stuff for a kid. Like, no, they don't realize that when I grow up and I'm older, I'm going to look back at all of this. I'm going to be like, I love the kid. I still love the kid. And I'm always going to be there for him. And I'm glad that I stuck through everything because it was so worth it. He's just amazing.
It's impossible for me to stop loving him. I will love him till I'm 80 years old.
I love him forever.
I'll make my kids love him. My great-grandchildren. We're all going to love him together.
My great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
As long as you love me. No, I think we're just going to be Beatles fans for the...
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a play when I'm laid out in that little old coffin. I'm going to have Beatles music playing in the background.
No hymns, just
no hymns, no just, hymns.
Just the Beatles.
Yeah, and Revolver especially. Revolver. That's my favorite album.
That was Paul Vandekar with a story we first aired in 2012. But the comparisons between Bieber and the Beatles persist, as TMZ discovered when it recently accosted Ringo Starr.
Hey, real quick, let me ask you one question. I'll leave you alone. If the Beatles and Justin Bieber were touring together during their prime, who would open?
Justin.
Justin. Yeah, Beatles all the way, right?
All the way.
He's a clown.
I want you to leave my good friend Ringo
alone. Yeah, yeah.